You love on the way.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, sunny 30 degrees. Johannesburg, 27. Polokwane, 33. Rustenburg, 32 degrees. Former Cabinet Minister Pravin Gordhan will be laid to rest in Durban today. He passed away last week at the age of 75 following a short illness. Tamasha Kanye reports.
During the security checks, guests were escorted out of the hall where Gordhan's funeral is scheduled to begin in an hour's time. Security canines were brought in to cover every corner of the Dome Arena. As somber music fills the room, guests donned in black attire and some in ANC colours are beginning to file back in. A red carpet's been rolled out in the middle of the hall, presumably where the former minister's casket will sit. White and yellow flowers adorn the stage, flanked by four South African flags. Tamasha Kanye, East Coast Radio News Watch, Durban ICC.
The South African Police Service's head of detectives, Hosi Sintumule, says the construction industry has seen a rise in criminal elements, including extortionists and construction mafias. The problem is especially rife in several provinces, including Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, the Eastern and Western Cape. Sintumule addressed the issue in Parliament recently.
We acknowledge that it's not a new phenomenon. However, it is continuously migrating as well as increasing. The construction sites, which range from small businesses to large-scale projects, serve as prime targets for these organized crime syndicates. And their tactics include extortions using violence and intimidation and disruption to advance their objective.
The impacts of climate change and hazardous weather are reversing development gains and threatening the well-being of people and the planets. This is according to this year's United in Science report. The report states that under current policies, there is 2/3 likelihood of the Earth warming by 3 degrees Celsius this century. Here's Scientific Officer Lauren Stewart.
The gap between ambition and reality remains large, and there's still a lot of work to do, even though some progress has been made. One of the big challenges is that a lot of the pledges that countries put forward are not being fully implemented. And that's going to keep us from achieving our full goals moving forward under the Paris Agreement.
And finally, the South African film Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight has earned critical acclaim at the Toronto Film Festival. The film explores the story of a young girl who grew up in Zimbabwe, then Rhodesia, in the 1980s as the country was transitioning from white rule to gaining its independence. The film is American-South African actress Embeth Davis' directorial debut. I'm Chanel Setem net vir die oefnuigste uur. Die voormalige kabinetminister Pravin Gordhan word vandag in Durban teruste gelê.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
We're going to kick it off with one of my mom's current favorite artists. It is Teddy Swims. It's called The Door. See you with Chandelier up next. My name is Danny Painter in for Ilana Africa Bread and Camp. This is Jacaranda FM.